This is the Women Uninterrupted podcast brought to you by The Hindu. This podcast is a space where we host difficult, different, and uninterrupted conversations between women. Hello, I'm your host, Anna Thomas, on Women Uninterrupted. And this episode is part of a five-part series on women and singlehood. It's a quiet morning in Bangalore, and with me, I have a single, footloose, and I'm not sure if she's fancy free, but she's sparklingly single and wants to be hashtag child free. Welcome to Women Uninterrupted, Anuradha. We are here on this podcast today because you're talking about being child free. Increasing numbers of people are identifying as child-free, and Instagram this morning had 335,000 posts with the child-free hashtag. Women are celebrating being child-free, creating online communities to find respite from taboos they encounter in real life. So Anu, let's begin from the very beginning. Was being child-free an organic state of being for you, or did you have a eureka moment like, hey, I don't want to put marriage and motherhood on the cards anytime now?
Hi, Anna. Thanks so much for having me on your podcast, Women Uninterrupted. To the point in question about singlehood and child-free, it's not so much as singlehood as it is child-free, because single or not is my decision. Again, I feel a lot of women can take the decision to be child-free as well. And I've chosen to go child-free irrespective of what the society around me thinks. So yes, I may get married later in the future, but having a child is definitely not on the cards.
I'm going to ask you a question which I would not ask in an ideal world. No child-free person would have to give reasons for being who she is. In the same way that you would not ask a parent, but why did you become a parent? But because you're on my podcast and we try to open up conversations between generations on difficult topics. So I am going to ask you, could you name some of the reasons? Have you analyzed why you're child-free?
So Anna, basically going child-free was a decision of mine I'd taken really early in my 20s. And then I figured with most of my friends getting married and having kids, now that I'm into my early 30s, I feel having kids, A, has become a really expensive affair. B, it just feels a lot for me personally to want to have a child of my own. And I'm really not there. I don't think I want to be in that situation, but I'm always fond of my friends' kids. And I think I have a bunch of them who have children who love me a lot, and you know, like, I've become Auntie Anu. But
a favorite aunt to many children, would you say?
Yes, in fact, I think I'm asked to take them around for a library, as a library companion, or you know, as a play date with them when I spend some time with her, you know, with my friends in her house. So, I mean, it's not about being averse to kids. It's just that it's my decision to not have any of my own.
Do you mean being biologically child-free? Have you ever thought earlier of other methods of having children, like adoption? Have you considered it?
So adoption was something that did cross my mind for a later stage in my life, because I think a lot of people say you cannot live like an island. So just in terms of having someone to care about, and you know, who will probably care for you in return, I think most part of being parent, 80% of being a parent nowadays, is to ensure that they have somebody to look after them in the future. Because right now how kids are growing, it feels very like the Gen Z generation. I mean, the Gen Z, they are all about, they're still with their parents, and there's a lot of attachment still. It's not like the early days where one would just go out, make their own life, and then, you know, call people to come and visit. Now, even when people have kids, it's their mothers who are looking after them. So it's become like a whole family affair. And you just feel like childbearing is become a little too difficult, at least from my point of view.
Okay, there's something called tocophobia, fear of pregnancy.
Right.
Does the physical process of childbirth, has that been an influencing factor?
That's also one of the things, because I love my alcohol. Sorry, I'm being a bit blunt here, but yeah, to a lot of people, I think sacrifice comes first place in having a kid, and I have not been that sacrificial by nature. I have sacrificed for, yes, things I want, but they say a mom is somebody who can sacrifice a lot for their kid, and I've never seen myself being the person who's sacrificing so much to allow that discomfort come into my area. I know I might be treading on so many shoes here when I say about discomfort and kids, but this is a personal point of view. I just feel that for me, it would be discomforting to my way of life.
Yeah. Have you ever had occasion to discuss this with family, like with older members of the family?
So with family, I feel it's come to a point where they also know that I prefer not wanting to get into an arrangement where I'd even have a kid involved. And it's mostly been pets. So I'm a huge dog lover. Mm-hmm. So I think I'd rather have a golden retriever and look after the golden retriever for 14 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be nice to be a pet mom.
Yes. Yeah. Always been a pet mom. I was a pet mom for 13 years. Then my dog passed away. And then it's been a little bit of a grieving stage. I feel even though it's been 5-6 years, it takes a lot from you. So I love dogs, and I think I would want to be a dog mom again. Yeah.
So to anyone who says that being child-free is a passing fad or she will grow out of it, we have to say that the term child-free, well, when did you first hear of it?
As you grow up, you just come across these terminologies. Okay, right. And if people tell me you'd grow out of it, I think I hear it in the other way where they say, what if the guy who are with Anu wants to have kids? Then what do you do? So I'm like, no, this would be a discussion we'd have very early, because A, he'd be somebody who loves animals too.
Yeah.
And B, we'd prefer not having any biological kids of our own. Of course, if it's somebody who already has a kid, then again, it's again me staying true to myself, where it's not me biologically having a kid, but it's someone I can care for. That's fine.
At what age did you think, okay, I don't think I'm going to have children? Were you a child? Were you a teenager?
I think I was in my mid-20s when the quarter life crisis hit me. So I think around 24, 25, that's when I was convinced that I would not want to get into a situation where I'd get, I'd become a mom. And I think there is a little inherent fear within, where I feel it's more about a control. And I see, because the situation might not be in my control, is one of the reasons that I would not want it. Because that again is a very, it comes as a, I don't know, fork in the road of like your thought process. But I guess it's just that, just not being put in a situation where I'd have to take control of another human being's life, because I just feel like laissez-faire, like it's a very non-interference for me that I like. So I prefer being non-interfering to other people around me.
So I was just coming to that the term child-free was first used in 1901. It's not a social media new term. It became popular globally in the 1970s among feminists. And then that was a time when media started featuring the double income, no kids couples. You said that you were a SINC.
Yeah, that's an acronym my aunt actually coined for me and told me. In a very joking manner. She's like, so Anu, you're going to be a SINC. Yeah. And it took me a while to connect the dots. And then I was like, yeah, single income, no kids, sounds cool. Yeah. I think that can be our new hashtag going forward.
Yeah. By 2004, the hashtag childfree was trending. And it's taken longer in India, of course. But now in India, we have the Child Free India movement, and I've spoken to a few of them. This movement includes antinatalists. In a nutshell, they say it's morally wrong to procreate. There are the ephilists. That's a social movement that assigns a negative value to birth. Then there are child-free persons like you. And then there is the VHEM, the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement. They're part of the Child-Free India movement. When you say child-free, does that include the term free, freedom?
There is no movement as such that is... caught my fancy. Like I told you earlier in the podcast, I was just, it was a personal decision.
Yes.
And in fact, even with non-interference, I have no issues with people who have issues. Mm. I mean, it's there, it's up to them. As long as you're not getting into my space, that's cool by me. Well, Anna, to all those who've taken a decision to be child-free, I just have to tell them, you know, I give this as a comeback to some people who ask me, so do you not regret having kids? I just be like, do you regret having them? Yeah. Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Anu, Anuradha. If you are a single woman and would like to share with us your views on being child-free or antinatalist, email us at editor@thehindu.co.in. Signing off on this episode of Women Uninterrupted, a podcast where we host difficult, different, and uninterrupted conversations, brought to you by The Hindu.